The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Blezer, Reish Kollel of the North Miami Beach Community Kollel, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in the beginning of Mishnah Shech discusses the halacha of someone who's holding his wallet as Shabbos comes in. He needs to get rid of the wallet. So the Mishnah says, he should give the wallet to the Nachri to bring home. The Gemara asks, my time ashara lay rabbana lemeis of kisa lenachri, why should it be permitted? And the Gemara gives a reason, kimu lerabbana de'ina damai mid'atzma el mamoinai. But the Gemara says, that had it not been for that reason, it would be also because of an isser to give something to a guy to do for Yvon Shabbos. And this is known as the isser of Amira Lanachri, Amila Akum, which, for those of us that are on Kuf Nun Gimel, we already studied this and learned about this on Daf Kuf Chav Aleph before, the isser of Amira Lanachri. Rashi says, my time is surely a mace of Lanachri, says Rashi, v'areyu shluchoi lisa'enu b'Shabbos. The guy is your shliach to carry it on Shabbos. The Chayim are medayik from Rashi that the Isser of Amir Lanachri, the Isser of Amir Lakum, to have a guy do for you, for work for you on Shabbos, is because he is, in a sense, your shliach. He's your messenger and doing the malacha on your behalf on Shabbos. That means that the problem is that there's an Isser of shlichus. We know we're familiar with the concept of shlichus. You could send a shliach, a messenger, to go do anything for you. You could send a messenger to go be Makadosh and Isha for you, to go and give a get for you. Here Rashi says, you're having a guy do an aver for you on Shabbos, do a malacha for you, is like your shliach. The Achreinim is the tshuva from the Pnei Yeshua in Evan Ezer, Simon Hay, and other Achreinim, the Beis Meir in Evan Ezer, Simon Hay, are medayik from Rashi. The Rashi who says here that the Isser is because the Isser of Amir Lanachri is because he's the guy is acting as your shliach is going l'shitasai in from Baba Metzia Daf Ayin. The Rashi shita is that although we hold generally that ein shlichus lanachri, a guy cannot be one's shliach in any other area, but yesh shlichus lanachri lachumra, that indeed there is an isser of shlichus lanachri lachumra, to not to do things for you, but to be machmer, we're choishes that perhaps there is a parsha of shlichus for anachri, and therefore you would not be allowed to have a guy do an aver for you on Shabbos, and that's the gedder of the isser of amir lanachri. The problem is that Rashi in Avodah Zarah says a little differently. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav, Dir Ramaskel Kivin Dezav Nakanye says the following: Umasha Otsa Li Yisrael Loimar La'akum Asei Li Kach Zeu Mishum Memtzoy Chavtzacha V'Davar Davar Dibur Otsa. Rashi says that the Isser of Amir Lanachri is because you are talking about the Malacha, you're transgressing the Isser of Memtzoy Chavtzacha V'Davar Davar. There's certain things one is not allowed to say on Shabbos, and this would go into that category of Dipurim Ha'asurim. And it seems to be a contradiction. Here Rashi says that this is because of Shlichus, because the guy is acting on your behalf in the Malacha. And here in Avodah Zarah, Rashi says that the Isser of Amir Lanachri is because of Dabar Davar, you're talking about the Malacha. The Stipler Goyin in Avodah Zarah suggests the following answer, which is also found in the Aruch HaSholchan and Siman Shin Zayin. They suggest that indeed they're both true. Both Isurim of Davar Davar and Shalichas Lanachri L'Chomra apply in a regular case of Amir Lanachri. However, there are Nafkaminas L'Halacha from each reason. And that's the following. if the whole Issa would be because of Davar Davar, you're not allowed to talk Dvar Masurim on Shabbos, it should come out that before Shabbos, you would be allowed to go tell a guy, please carry this for me, or do any malacha for me on Shabbos. As long as your dibur was before Shabbos, it would be mutter to have a guy and arrange with a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos if the speech, if the asking, if the request of the Jew was done before Shabbos. So Rashi wanted to include an additional reason of shlichus to say that as long as you have asked a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos, even if you asked him to do it before Shabbos, but since he's actually doing it for you on Shabbos, that's also because he's being your shliach. And therefore, it's also because of shlichus l'nachri l'chumra. However, the question remains the opposite. So what's the nafka mina of the reason of Dabar Dabar? Why wasn't it enough for Rashi to use the reason of shlichus l'chumra? So the stipler says on that, the opposite is also true. What happens if a person would go and ask a guy to do malacha for him on Shabbos, but he asks him to do it Motzei Shabbos? He goes to a guy on Shabbos and says, please, Motzei Shabbos, can you please do such and such? The whole Issa would only be because of Shlichus L'chumra, there would be no Issa here, because he's not doing any malacha for you on Shabbos. The Shlichus would only make sense if he's actually doing an Issa for you. And here the malacha he's doing on your behalf is only after Shabbos. Therefore Rashi and Avodah Zarah needed an additional reason of Dabar Davar to include even that case. Because since you're speaking about it on Shabbos, and you're asking the guy on Shabbos to do the malacha for you after Shabbos, it would be usher because of Dabar Davar. And that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin, that both of these scenarios are usher. A, it's also to discuss with a guy on Shabbos malacha that he will do for you after Shabbos, and that's because of Dabar Davar. And it's also also to ask a guy before Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, and that's because of the Isser of Shlichus L'chumra. It is an Isser for a guy to do malacha on your behalf. Therefore, obviously, one would not be allowed to discuss with an employee or any other arrangement with a guy, someone that works for, if a person needs certain work to be done for him on Shabbos, he can't simply decide, well, I'll discuss it with the guy before Shabbos for him to come on Shabbos. That will be also because of shlichus. Additionally, one will not be allowed to discuss any business deals with a guy, or a Jew for that matter, regarding business that he will do for you after Shabbos, and that's included in the Isser of Dabar Davar. Additionally, it would seem that there's another nafka mina between these two reasons, and that's also in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Zayin. The Ramah in the end of Shin Zayin paskins the following: Kol davar she'asur loymar la'akum la'asoysei b'shabbos, asur lirmoiz loy la'asoysei, avar mutar loy lirmoiz loy malacha la'asoys achar Shabbos. The Ramah paskins that just like one is not allowed to discuss or request of a guy to do malacha for him on Shabbos, he's also not allowed to be meramez to hint to a guy to do it for him on Shabbos. Now, Derech Agav, the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Magen Avraham, says that that's only usher if the hint that you're doing is a hint, a remez b'derech tzivui, it's a hint which makes some sort of reference to the action that the guy would be doing on your behalf. But a simple request, a simple hint of the nature, like it's dark in here, something which is just a discussion of the story, but not discussing at all the solution or the malacha being done, that may be not included in this issue. And not to get off topic, but that could be usher anyway for a different reason, and that's not for now for this discussion. But the issur in this Ramah is specifically discussing a remez, which is b'derech tzivui. The problem with the Ramah is that the Ramah seems to say that even though it's usher to request of a goy b'derech remez to do malacha for you, but you'll be allowed to ask him, b'derech remez, mutar lirmez al malacha la'asayis achar Shabbos. It will be permitted to be meramez to a guy to do malacha for you after Shabbos. Now, we had just got finished saying that it's also to ask a guy explicitly to do malacha for you on Shabbos. It's also to ask him on Shabbos to do malacha for you after Shabbos. So why would it be mutter to be meramez to hint to him to do malacha for you on Shabbos? And the truth is that the other way is also true. In the beginning of Shin Zayin, the Mechaber paskins that one is permitted, b'derech remez, to ask a guy before Shabbos to do malacha for him on Shabbos. So it comes out that the only time remez is asur is only if you're asking him on Shabbos to do it for you on Shabbos. Why would that be the case? L'chaira, if remez is included in davar davar, so it should be asur to ask to be remez to him on Shabbos to do malacha for you motzei Shabbos. Because you're being remez to him on Shabbos to do the malacha. And if remez is included in the Isser of Shlichus, then there should be also to be meramez on Erev Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, because he's being your shliach. So where does remez fit in to the Isser of Amir Lakum, according to either reason? And what it seems like from the Vilna Goin's Pirish and Simon Shin Zayin would be that really, Dabar Davar, really, remez is not included in shlichus at all. If a person is just meramez, just hints to a guy to do the malacha for him, we will not say that the guy is your shliach. We would not include it in the isser of shlichus. However, remez may indeed be included in davar davar if, under one circumstance, only under the following circumstance, if because of your words, because of the words that you said, you've accomplished a malacha, that would make that these words were words of a malacha. So if you hint to a guy on Shabbos to do something for you on Shabbos, you've accomplished a malacha with those words. Those words, even though they were only a remez, a hint, since being that they accomplished the malacha, would now be included in the Isser of Davar Davar, and that's why they will be Asr. So therefore, it would come out that since there's no Isser Shlichus in a remez, one would be allowed to hint to a guy before Shabbos to do malacha for him on Shabbos because there's no Isser of Shlichus, and that's not included in Davar Davar because you're only hinting to him before Shabbos. To hint to him on Shabbos to do malacha for you after Shabbos is also mutter because your words did not accomplish any malacha. But if you would hint on Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, that would be included in Davar Davar, because at that point, you've accomplished a specific malacha with your words, making those words words of a malacha and forbidden under Davar Davar. So again, to sum up, we have a Rashi on our blot, Devar Maskel, my time asharli, l'meisav l'nachi. Rashi says, v'areu shluchai, nisa'enu b'shabes, that Amir Lakum is included in the Isser of Shlichus l'nachi. We have the Rashi of Avodah Zarah, which says that the Isser of Amir Lakum is because of Davar Davar, and we've mentioned that both are true, and there are nafkaminas of both, but La Halacha were choshesh for both, and Remez is only included in Davar Davar, and only if it actually accomplishes the Malacha to be done on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.